cattle futures strengthened Tuesday. USDA increased expected feeder cattle prices for the year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 17th of April. Cattle futures gained more ground Tuesday, buoyed by continued strength in lean hog futures and firm wholesale beef prices. Feeder cattle likely received some benefit from lower grain futures as well. Live cattle futures closed an average of 68 cents higher across a range of 20 cents to a dollar higher. Except for unchanged and 17 cents higher in the front two contracts, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 94 cents higher. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 3 cents lower, while soybean futures closed mostly 8 to 10 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were higher on choice and steady on select, with moderate to fairly good demand and moderate to heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.07 higher Tuesday afternoon at $232.05 a hundredweight. Select was 7 cents lower at $221.15. Just one Tuesday auction to report at press time. Steer calves sold $5 to $7 higher at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri. Heifer calves sold steady to $5 higher. Yearling steers traded $5 to $7 higher. There are 2,716 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices edged higher Tuesday, regaining the minimal losses from the previous session. Support included stronger quarterly earnings than expected. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 67 points higher, the S&P 500 closed a point higher, and the NASDAQ was up 24 points. Between recent prices and expectations for stronger feedlot demand, USDA increased projected feeder cattle prices for the second quarter by $2 at the midpoint to $144 to $150 hundredweight, that according to the monthly livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook. Prices for the fourth quarter increased $2 at the midpoint as well to $140 to $152. The annual price forecast increased to $143 to $150. Analysts with USDA's Economic Research Service note the inventory of cattle on feed for more than 150 days continued to build in March, 23% more than a year earlier. They expect feedlot placements and marketings in the coming quarters to bring the supply of long-fed cattle more in line with the five-year average. Given how long feedlot operations have had to feed some cattle due to the harsh winter, AMS analysts say they may be more inclined to take prices offered rather than feed cattle longer to recover the lost weight. As a result, ERS analysts say the momentum of the weekly five-area steer price may have limited upward support, particularly given the strong number of market-ready cattle early this year. However, based on expected strength of beef demand as the year progresses, the 2019 annual price forecast was left unchanged for fed steers at $117 to $122 a hundredweight. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 17th of April. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.